curator Jody Hauptmann.
Hannah Hush was the only female member of the Berlin Dada Group, founded around 1918. In responding to the horror of World War I, Dada artists began to make works that really challenged every convention of art making. So many of their works were made with found objects, especially found photographs. The Ethnographic Museum was a series of works. And in the series, Hush combined photographs of contemporary women with photographs of women and sculpture from non-Western cultures. In Indian Dancer, we see a photograph of a woman who happens to be, at the time, a very famous actress. The short haircut reflected the short haircut of the modern German new woman, as she was called, who could go out and get a job and get her hair cut and go dancing and do all of that. But Hannah Hush still sees this new woman as still somehow confined in a variety of ways. On top of the photograph, Hush has cut out part of a mask. So the female figure here is unable to speak because she's got this kind of frozen mouth. And then she's wearing a crown. So you might think that she is some kind of royalty. But at the same time, it's a little bit of a joke because she's crowned with the emblems of domesticity, forks and spoons and knives, the kind of stereotypical drudgery of a housewife. So you might say that we see many layers of femininity here. We see a film star, a modern woman, a non-Western woman, all combined in a single image.